We are doing the Netivot Shalom and Parshat Lech Lecha. Ve'yomer Hashem el Avraham Lech Lecha me'atzecha me'molatecha me'bet avicha la'aretz asher areka. God said to Avraham, go for yourself, Lech Lecha, from your land, from the place where you were born, from your father's house, to the land which I will show you. The Midrash says the following, Amar Rabbi Levi, shtei pamim k'tiv Lech Lecha, twice in the Torah, twice God tells Avraham, Lech Lecha, go for your own sake. Ve'enanu yodim ezo chaviva, im ha'shnia, im ha'rishona. We don't know which God loved more. The time that Avram went to the land of Israel, or the time Avram went to bind his son to the Akedah. In both times it says, Lech Lecha. From the fact that, from what's written in the second time, when God told him to go to the land of Moriah, we could understand that the second time was more cherished by God than the first time. V'hainu d'mistapek min shnei nisyonot, shenemru v'rushon lech lecha, eze gadol v'chaviv yoter. Meaning, he had a doubt. Avram stood up to two tests. The test of going to the land of Israel, and the test of going to bind his son. And the question is, which test was more beloved before Hashem? Im ha-nisayon shelech lecha me'atzcha me'molatcha me'bet avicha, was it the test of leaving his territory, his family, his father's house, or nisayon ha-kidar, the test of the binding? V'lechova tamua biyoter. And at first glance, this is really wondersome. How could you compare them at all? How do you compare these two tests? When you think about the test of binding his son that he waited 100 years for, we don't begin to fathom how he did that. How do you compare that to this test? And it's even more difficult than a person giving up his own life, being told that he's going to have to go and bind his son and take his son's life. That's the most difficult test. We don't understand that. And especially if we understand the test of the binding based on what the holy works write, when the verse says, God tells him, please take your son, your single one that you love, Isaac, that at the moment that God said, take that son which you love, God suffused Avram with all forms of love that exist in the world for Yitzchak. God made Avram's love as great as love can be at that moment. How could we begin to evaluate this great test? And how could the Midrash doubt which of the two tests God, so to speak, loved more, the fact that Avram stood up to the test? So that's question number one that the Rebbe of Slonim asks. Od yesh lever, furthermore, we have to explain, Omro lech lecha, that which God said, go for you. Ve'im b'inyanenu pirush Rashi lecha le'anatcha v'letovatcha. And if in our parsha, Rashi explains, God said to Avram, go for you, because you'll benefit from it if you go to the land of Israel. Harei b'ma'amar ha-katuv lech lecha le'erz ha-moriah, en sheach pirush zeh. When we read about the Akedah, God tells Avram, go for you, to bind your son, you can't apply that explanation over there. Second question, yeah? Why did God tell Avram, when it came time to bind his son, go for you? What was Avram getting out of it? Okay, question number two. Now question number three. Od yesh dever, furthermore we have to explain. V'hineh matzino b'Torah, gimel pa'amim diber Hashem el Avram v'rishon halicha. Three times God told Avram to walk. Lech lecha, in the beginning of our parsha. Hitalech lefanai, walk before me and be whole, and lech lecha, walk for you to the land of Moriah to bind your son. V'yesh lever mashmut bazeh, so we have to explain what's the meaning behind this, that when it came to these three tests, God used the term halicha, of walking. V'yesh lever ha'inyan, so now we have to explain the idea. V'hineh muva b'yisod avodah, b'shem Ari HaKadosh, in the work, Yisod Avodah, it is quoted in the name of the Holy Ari. From the day of Adam's creation onward, no two people are alike. And every one of us has something to fix in the world, and none of us can fix what the other one can fix. We each have our own unique potential which no one else can accomplish. Every one of us has his purpose and his job in this world. There are things in the world, or a thing in the world, that we have to fix throughout this lifetime that no one else can do. And included in this is the special concept for which a person was brought down to the world, as is known. והקדוש ברוך הוא מעמיד לכל אחד את כל הנסיבות והתנאים שיוכל על ידם לתקן את אשר מתפקידו לתקן. And God makes at a person's disposal all the different conditions that he would need in order to fix that thing which is his job to fix. ולמלות יעודו ותפקידו בעולמו, and to fulfill his purpose and his job in his world. כל תנאי החיים של האדם בגשמיות ורוחניות, all the conditions of our life, be it the physical conditions or the spiritual conditions, הטובים, the good conditions, והרעים, and the bad conditions, כולם ניתנו, all of them were given to us, כפי השייך לתיקון עולמו, as we need to fix our world. The fact that a person was born with certain physical traits and in certain spiritual arena, these are all in order to facilitate his fixing what he has to fix in the world. שרק על ידי תנאים אלו יוכל להגיע ליהודו. Because only through these conditions can a person attain that which is his purpose. ובלעדיהם לא יוכל לתקן את אשר תפקידו לתקן. And without these conditions, a person would not be able to fix what he has to fix. Guys, did you hear what we just read? For this paragraph alone, we should have come here tonight. I don't want to continue because this paragraph needs to be absorbed. This is one of the most phenomenal paragraphs. You guys hear what we just read? A guy's born with a limp, a guy's born with a lisp, a guy's born Jewish, a guy's born not Jewish, a guy's born to a religious family or an irreligious family. A guy is born with many, many physical and spiritual strengths and weaknesses. And they're all there for a reason. Because they're all there to hone and develop and give us the capacity to develop the skills that we need to finally achieve what we have to achieve in this world. If we were born in any other arena, if we were born to any other parents, to any other circumstance, undergo anything else, we would not have the strength or capacity to do what we have to do in this world. Think about it. Should we continue or stop here?
Continue.
Okay. No, we always stop midstream. I don't know. I think this needs to be absorbed. Let's finish the paragraph. Let's see what else he says in this paragraph. And then we'll see. וכיוון שלכל אחד יש תפקיד וייעוד מיוחד, and being that each person has a specific job and a specific purpose, לכך שונים תנאי החיים של כל אחד. That's why everyone has different conditions in his life. No two people have the same conditions. לזה חייב קלים ולשני החיים קשים יותר. That's why this one has an easier life and that one has a more difficult life. ובאופן כללי, הרי גם כפי הנראה לעיניים, יש לכל אדם תייחודו של מהלך חייו. And in a general way, we could say that we could each see that every person's life history, his evolvement of life, is different. שאין להשפטו למהלך חייהם של אחרים. You can't compare it to someone else's life. Yeah. Who said gava is always bad?
I think it could lead to very bad places.
People should think they're special.
To a certain extent. But it seems like if you keep on with such a logic, it will lead to... You have to put a stop, somewhere. I understand people have their strengths and weaknesses. That seems to make, people should strive to work on, what they can do and within their own abilities and develop their potential. But when you say, individual purpose, I was created so I could, help this guy across the street. That was my entire purpose, great purpose.
You think
it
so?
It seems that it would lead to a certain amount of gaba, to a certain extent.
I'll tell you.
I think you have to be very careful with that.
I hear, but I think this is the most basic point in having a healthy ego. And that is, there's a purpose why I am here. And I have things to accomplish in this world. And I have a responsibility to accomplish in this world.
Well, this is something collective thing.
One of the things we encounter frequently is that sometimes people attempt to reach certain heights and fail. And then they say, well, what difference does it make what I do? And then they go out to the Far East and do who knows what and ruin their lives. And sometimes people make other mistakes. And the root of many evils is the feeling of what difference does it make what I do? And I can't be expected to do better than this because I'm just a product of where I've come from. One person says, I was beaten in my youth. Of course I'm going to be an abusive adult. Another person says, if you only know what I saw when I was growing up. A third person says, my parents didn't lead a normal house. How could I be expected to lead a normal house? A fourth person says, I grew up where there were jungles. I mean, I grew up hunting cheetahs. Well, how am I expected to know what being a God-fearing person is all about? We see, especially here in Mechon Meir, we see people from every corner of the planet. The only thing I haven't yet seen is an Eskimo.
Yeah, me too. I was talking about this 2 days ago.
I'm starting to know. No, it could be they all go to Eishet Torah. Could be. No, it just goes to show that in every area there are people who stop and say, I have a purpose here. And the second a person recognizes that, he starts moving forward. It's when a person loses touch with that and says, I do have a purpose, I don't have a purpose. Maybe my purpose is to be a millionaire, right? When he starts giving excuses, that's usually when people start going down. I think this is key to a healthy ego. I agree with you, it could be taken out of line, but I think it's still very important. I think so. But we also have to know that no one knows what their tikkun is. People shouldn't say, I've done my tikkun, I helped the old lady cross the street, right? We spend a lifetime when a person accomplishes his tikkun, he drops dead, right? He wouldn't be living if he'd accomplished it already. והוא כיוון שלכל אחד יש תפקידו מיוחד אליו, נותנים לו כל התנאים המתאימים בכדי שיוכל למלותו. The reason we all have a different life and a different life history is because we each have a special job. So they give us all the conditions that are fit so that we could fulfill that. David HaMelech wouldn't have been David if he didn't grow up having people call him a bastard, saying he wasn't fit to marry into the Jewish people. Right? He had to, that was something he had to experience. Ruth, the great Ruth, wouldn't have been Ruth if she hadn't grown up as a Moabite and come to Judaism the way she had. V'af ha-matzavim ha-kashim v'chayei ha-adam, and here's another important point, even the difficult situations in a person's life, hem gam ken emtza'im shenitnu lo, they are also I don't know how to translate emtza'i. No. It's a tool, but there's a better word. It's something that facilitates. It gives him the capacity, b'chdei she'yagi al tikuno, to attain his tikun, to fix what he has to fix in the world. Facilitates. She'en ra yored min ha'shemayim. Because from heaven, nothing bad comes down from heaven. V'akol hu letovat ha'adam. Whatever happens is for a person's good. Kedei sheyitaken b'zeh, so that through this he can fix et ha'shayach lo, what applies to him. Think of Auschwitz. Shal yedei zeh yasig yehudo v'tafkido b'olamo. that through this a person attains his purpose and his job in this world. Now, we have to be a little bit careful with this concept, because this concept is personal. It's between me and God. It doesn't involve anyone else. There was once a noble that beat up, I don't remember if it was Menachem ben Saruk or Dunash ben Labrat. He had hired him to compose poetic work for him. And then at some point someone told him that he had spoken badly about him. And so he sent his men on Shabbos. And they entered his house on Shabbos. And they pulled out every hair in his beard. And they burnt down his house. And they beat him up. And I don't remember what they did, if they did anything to his wife and children. And then he sent a letter saying, I don't know what you want from me. I didn't do anything wrong. I was the most faithful servant I could have been to you. Why'd you do such a thing to me? You believe people who spoke badly, and I never did anything to you. I really didn't do anything to deserve any punishment. I've done everything I could to be a faithful servant. And the letter he received in return was, if you really spoke badly about me, so I paid you back what you deserved. And if you didn't, well, I've brought you one step closer to the world to come. So you understand that Gilad Shalit's captors could easily say, oh, this must be your tikkun. Otherwise you wouldn't be suffering this. So that's the duality in Bchira Chofshit and in Hashkacha. Could be that a person has to undergo a certain trial because that will make him grow. That doesn't mean that we have any right to put him through that trial. Anyone who puts someone else through misery will pay for putting him through misery. The fact that that person had to undergo misery, God would have taken care of that. However it would have happened. That's no excuse for those who give someone else misery. This is our perspective vis-a-vis ourselves. We have to recognize that the world around us, to an extent, is an emtza'i. It is a way of facilitating our own growth. And Adam is right. It's very easy to be egocentric with this attitude, because then everything around is just revolving around me. You understand? You're all part of my tikkun. You're all offshoots of me. We have to be careful not to take this the wrong way. I agree with you. Yet, it gives us great strength to deal with life's hardships, because we can come to understand that this is all part of giving us our potential, our capacity to reach our potential. But not, like Adam pointed out, not to become egocentric and think, okay, you're all, let's see how you all fit into God's plan for me, right? Yeah.
Can you have that both, but also have the awareness that everyone else is in your position too? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I'm with you. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree.
I mean, cause then I feel it kind of balances things out.
Right.
Which pocket is it that I was trying to figure this out a couple days ago, or like yesterday? One pocket says I'm third, more food, and the other pocket says the world was made for me. Which pocket is which?
I don't know. Sorry. So we'll have to pick up here because really he expands on this idea. Tomorrow night, Bezrat Hashem, at 10:05, over here. I'll come here, Bezrat Hashem, here in this room. Tomorrow night, we'll continue.